Let's get back to our topic this hour. Josephine County, about which many news stories have been written on public safety funding, votes on a public safety levy in the May 19th election. Ballots went out late last week, and all voters should have received them by now. Measure 1766, or Measure 17-66, or 17.66, lots of ways to say it, is a five-year serial levy to fund more patrol deputies and other public safety amenities. Those services have been cut and cut deeply as federal timber payments hit bottom. We heard the no side on the levy in the first half of this hour. Now we hear the yes side of the ballot measure. Sheriff Dave Daniel from Josephine County is on the line with us. Sheriff, welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have with us in the same room another levy supporter, Scott Draper. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Sheriff, I know you've had the job for just 4 months now or so, getting on 4 months now, and it's certainly not a great time in history to be Josephine County Sheriff. Can you give us the walk up to what's happened to bring everybody to this point?
Well, I mean, you're right. Maybe it's not the best time to be Josephine County Sheriff, and thanks for the that sentiment itself, but it's the right time. Josephine County is, we're at a point right now where, you know, we need to turn the page. And we need to move forward and move on in a positive way. That was really my goal from the very, very beginning. When I came in as the new sheriff here, I did some internal things and trying to promote some professional standards and policies and procedures and things like that. And you know, the sheriff's office is moving in the right direction. I think the county is as well.
But just in terms of what you're able to provide to the public in terms of patrols and stuff, would you line that out for us?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do, actually. You know, basically, I'm running about 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have five right now patrol deputies that do that. So basically, we're running at times one sheriff deputy, but typically it's between two and three deputies on patrol for 10 hours a day. We're running in the jail about 130 total inmates. And that of course fluctuates, you know, 10 up, 10 down type thing.
And what's the capacity at the jail?
About 200. The total capacity is about 262. I think to staff it safely without some further cameras with being installed and things like that, you know, we could cap it pretty easily at about 242. So we're in essence about half of where we're at, which is, you know, interesting. Here in Josephine County, we don't have the money to keep people in, whereas our neighbors to the south, Jackson County, they don't have any room to keep people in.
Huh. Does Jackson County rent any bed space from you?
No, they don't. However, I have spoken to the sheriff down there about that very thing about a month ago.
Okay, different issue we'll talk about probably a different day. Scott Draper, Can you give us the idea what the property tax situation for county services is in Josephine County at the moment and what this levy would do if it passes?
Well, currently, we in Josephine County pay the lowest tax rate in the state. We're 20%. We pay 20% of the tax of the average county in the state of Oregon. There is a point where you get what you pay for. That is, you know, one of our contentions with this measure is we need to bring that up to snuff. We still, with Measure 1766, will enjoy one of the lower rates in the state, and at the same time be able to provide adequate support for Dave and his team, and you know, allow him to grow his team and be able to really protect us as his you know, as he's taken on as a commitment.
Sheriff Daniel, we heard from Bill Hunker in the first part of the hour, and one of the claims that he is making is that he doesn't see law enforcement in a crisis situation in Josephine County. We've heard lots of reports about the long times it takes to get people out to calls, and the fact that the state police has had to back up Josephine County for a few years now. What's your take on whether or not this is a crisis situation?
Well, you have about... I think we're some of the population of Josephine County is about 85,000. And there's a couple of troopers that cruise through and, you know, patrol the roads. You have a fairly well-funded public safety department within the city of Grants Pass. So if you have one or two, maybe three deputies working for 10 hours a day, how can that be anything but a crisis? I'm a little more emotional about it because I get unfortunately to see a lot of the bad and hear about a lot of the bad. going on in the county. So I cannot even imagine or understand how somebody would not think that we're in a time of crisis.
I would like to speak to that just briefly. There are so many examples, and some of them are on the national stage, as many people have seen, of battered women that literally call in and there's no one available to help them when their attacker is outside their door. We've had cases where calls have been made, there's no one available, the attacker still comes in and abuses the woman. In 2012, 80-year-old June Rice was found dead next to her motorized wheelchair hours after she wandered away from an adult care facility in the Murphy area in sweltering 99-degree weather. And because of budget cuts, exactly that, the sheriff's office didn't have any deputies scheduled to work until 3 p.m. that day. In fact, they didn't even hear about it until that evening. So there's and there's just case after case of this. And for someone to say that crime is down, you know, one thing you have to understand is the only crime you can count is the crime that's reported. And we have a crisis like we have with the number of people, the lack of deputies that our sheriff has, you're going to have a lot of crime that's, first off, can't even be addressed, so it doesn't get reported. And people have given up. I talk to people all the time that don't even call in now because they know there won't be anybody available.
We are talking about Josephine County ballot measure 1766, the May 19th ballot. It's a 5-year serial levy that would raise property taxes to enhance public safety services in Josephine County. Scott Draper is a levy supporter. Sheriff Dave Daniel is with him as well. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. You can send emails as well to jx@jeffnet.org. Margaret in Josephine County called when we had the no folks on. Now you're on with the yes folks. Welcome, Margaret.
I wanted to say that since 1982 we've lived here. We live in the unincorporated part of Josephine County. We welcome Dave Daniel as a very hopeful figure for law enforcement. We're very excited about that. However, we do have some questions about this levy. We talk every day, my husband and I, about yes or no. How are we going to vote? We want to vote yes, but we want to know whether or not we will see any difference, any at all, in case that we have an emergency and we need to call 911, will somebody come or will they not come? We're quite used to somebody not coming, but we would like to hope that there's something in that budget to assure us that somebody would come. I went to a meeting in January where Dave Daniel and Scott Draper were there, and I asked that question, how will you deploy these now that you have 6 extra deputies, which are not many, I realize that, and they said 3 of those 6 extra deputies would be sent to each of the 3 high schools. And Dave Daniel more or less said, that really doesn't mean that you'll see any extra, you won't see any difference as far as how you are responded to if you have an emergency. And from the newspaper coverage, and I've gleaned that it's mostly about juvenile justice and the jail.
All right. We got the sheriff here. Let's ask him, and we'll get more specific with both he and Scott Draper now about what is in the levy. Margaret, thanks for your call. Sheriff, first of all, you about the comments that Margaret attributes to you.
Yeah, they're very, very appreciative. You know, Margaret's worried about getting some immediate response. Well, the levy guarantees, you know, 16 deputies, and anytime it's scale of economics. Anytime you have more deputies on the road, you're going to have a better response time. You're going to have the ability to investigate crimes better, just by the sheer number. So she said that she didn't think there would be much difference. I disagree. I think there's going to be hopefully a vast amount of difference. It's going to take a little time to get ramped up and get those bodies in place. So I'm hoping that people are going to be patient with me. But at the end of the day, emergency response will be increased.
And Scott Draper, let's talk about the amenities. So we just heard 16 deputies. What else does the levy propose to pay for?
Yeah, and the 16 is substantially more. I think Margaret mentioned 6 more. It's substantially more than that, that we'll have more than we have now. So 16 deputies, and that's including patrol cars, and it also includes emergency response. And, in fact, this was the reason that this was chosen is we did a professional polling survey of of our residents here in Josephine County. We hired a company from outside the state that actually worked with Lane County recently. Lane County had had 13 failed public safety levy attempts. They worked with SRI, the company we hired, and they passed a public safety levy to great advantage to the community. We found out that what the voters want, what the majority of people in our county want, is they wanted an appropriate number of patrols. They wanted appropriate emergency response. In other words, when you call and you're in an emergency, there's going to be a response from a deputy. They also wanted an appropriate number of jail beds. Also, reopening of the Juvenile Justice Center, which is really a model facility that now sits virtually empty. We've put a lot of money and time and effort into that. It's a model facility, and now this will reopen with the levy passing. They also wanted an oversight committee, and I think that's important for Margaret to understand as far as where this money goes. The oversight committee will assure that the money is spent as stated in the measure, and it's made up of citizens from different geographic areas of Josephine County and different walks of life.
All right, let's take another call here. We have Pam in Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Josephine County Safety Levy with Scott Draper and Sheriff Dave Daniel.
Good morning. I've lived here approximately 25 years, and Josephine County has been in a crisis for that length of time. It's always dire needs. The end of the world is coming, so open your pocketbooks. I pay $3,000 a year in property taxes. That's $300 a month. And that's approximately, and I am on a fixed income. Enough is enough. I think what the government is trying to do, of course, hide behind the public safety levy, which used to go into the general fund. Now they've gotten a little slick with it. And the point I'm making is that a chief financial officer retired at 138% of her salary. How the hell do you get that? We don't have that kind of insulation in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. That's the PERS system.
The government hires employees. They give step increases. They have Cadillac Medical. We are protecting ourselves by cutting seriously back, but we don't see the same in the county government. That's why there's no trust, and that's why we're going to keep voting it down. You can't keep expanding and doing it on the backs of the property owner.
All right. Thanks for that, Pam. Appreciate it. Scott, this would seem to be your central case to make. I mean, certainly what we heard from Bill Hunker in the first half of this hour is the issue, and we heard it from the folks in Curry County as well. They just don't believe county people are going to do with the money what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, and again, that's why when we did our poll, we found that. There is a profound distrust of particularly county government here in our area. And that's why we built in the oversight committee. There's also a state law that's actually, there's precedent set in Tillamook County. It's a state law that says when a levy passes, that the money needs to be used for exactly as stated. And so between that and the oversight committee, again, there's nothing perfect. You know, when there's no trust, there's no civilization, there's no community. There has to be some level of trust. And I do understand that things have been in the past have not been done perfectly. It probably won't be done perfectly in the future. I don't know that any of us are perfect. But Measure 1766 is truly a measure of the people, for the people, and by the people. We listened to what the majority of people want. We knew in that there were going to be 30% of the folks. They're going to vote no on this, and it's usually around money. When you look at that again, as I stated before, we pay 20% of what the average Oregon county pays. So I think the money in from a macro level, the money argument is a tough one to sell.
You know, just in my own research from a couple of years ago, I was looking at what a county similar to Josephine in size and demographic composition and has an interstate highway picked Umatilla County essentially out of a hat then on that basis. And Umatilla County's basic rate for property taxes is just about $2.85 versus Josephine County's 58 cents. So there is a difference when you're not in a county that has relied traditionally on timber revenue over the years. Having said that, though, I wonder about the fact that you were asking for, or not you personally, but the last levy a year ago was asking for $1.19 per thousand, and now it's $1.40 per thousand. That alone ought to make a few people go, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I totally understand that. Keep in mind a couple things. Number one is the $1.40 is less than the average of the last three levies that were put on the ballot. It also is important to understand that when you ask somebody how much will you be willing to pay for public safety, that would be like me asking the question, would you pay $20,000 for a car? You need to know what the car is. This is an investment for people, just like buying a home or a car. By the way, one of the things that is very expensive without having adequate public safety is the dwindling value of our homes, either the stagnant value or dwindling value of homes. Just property value rates, value of homes, that is a huge money loss. But really, the question was asked to the community when we did the professional polling was, what do you want in public safety, and what are you willing to pay? And that was what we found was the sweet spot. We asked all around that, higher, lower, and this is what people were willing to pay. And I think it really fits in. We would still be well below the average county in our tax rate once Measure 1766 passes.
All right, let's take a call. We have Paul in Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Scott Draper and Sheriff Dave Daniels speaking in favor of Measure 1766.
Scott and Dave, thank you for standing up for this, and thank you for trying to do this. You know, the real irony is that it's just like any situation. You never think you need a cop until you really need one, you know? And that's the problem with that. That's the problem with fire. That's the problem. That's the problem with the military. You know, who needs a soldier until somebody's shooting at you? But having said that, the reason I cannot support this is you have still not given us deliverables. You need to show deliverables. You need to show this will be the response time in Cave Junction if we have a problem. This will be the response time in an unincorporated area. This is the response time now. This is what it will be then. Yesterday I was on here and I told about having to wait 2 weeks for a deputy on a property crime in 1999. When everything was still good and everything was still bad. Show deliverables. You can't just say, well, beds at the jail. You can't just say, well, 13 officers. Well, what does that mean to these people? If you're going to ask them to give up this kind of money, and for the majority of the retirees here in the area, this is a significant amount of money, you have to show them something measurable and something deliverable. That's
right.
What I've got to say.
Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate it. Sheriff, how close can you get to giving the kinds of deliverables that Paul's looking for?
You know, this business is a little bit different in that, you know, when you talk about staffing levels or you talk about time of day, I mean, I can tell Paul that, you know, when I have 16 deputies and his house is being burglarized, and say I have five on, you know, I'm going to get him a person. I can say that, yes, we're going to be to your residence within, 15 minutes, that type of a thing, as long as I can, position these people, my deputies, appropriately. But it's hard to go down to break it down to specifics like that, because it really there's so many different variables, the number of people, time of day, traffic, things like that that make it hard to give an exact thing like that to a person. I can say that it will be better. I mean, it will certainly be better just by the mere fact that I will have people. But to be able to tell Paul that, yes, I'm going to have somebody at your house in 5 minutes, and then, because of the traffic or having only two deputies on at that particular time or whatever the case, I don't get somebody there for, 45 minutes or an hour, then I'm a liar. And that, I'm not going to put myself in a position, to do that.
Both you guys, the Bill Hunker, when he was on, made reference to $900,000 off the top. I didn't get a chance to explore that with him because we just ran out of time. Do you know what he's talking about or what that's a reference to?
Yeah, I think Bill's referring to the administrative fund, and that is a necessity in any funding that comes into the county offices, and it is a great thing. Again, this is one of those things that's been really turned around and to look like a bad thing. I have a business. I employ 134 people here in Josephine County. And if I could run, what that covers is administrative expenses, things all the way from toilet paper to legal assistance to fuel for rigs. It's administrative costs. If I could run my business at 10%, it's a 10% fee, for my administrative costs in my business for 10%, I would be a lucky man and I would make a significantly higher profit. It is a very efficient way to make sure that Dave Daniel does not have to drive to Costco to pick up toilet paper.
So essentially paying to the county, to the central operations in Josephine County just to get the business of the department done.
Yeah, it's where all the departments, 10% of their income goes to that administrative fund, and that takes care of all those things very, very effectively and efficiently. Like I said, way more efficient than if they did it otherwise. If each department had to get their own fuel, had to get their own toilet paper, had to have their own legal counsel, it would cost much, much more to the taxpayer. It's a very efficient way of making sure that those administrative needs are being taken care of.
All right, Measure 1766 is a 5-year serial levy to pay for patrol, jail, shelter of abused youth. That's the ballot title. And the ballots are out there now. We'll know by May 19th in the evening what happened to that. I want to thank Sheriff Dave Daniel and Scott Draper for coming on to speak in favor of the levy measure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you
very much.